A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bava Basra Samach Aleph, Bava Basra 61a. Pagination is 121. We have the privilege of starting the fourth perek of Bava Basra, starting from the beginning of the page, the new Mishnah. Hamokher es habayis. A person is selling a house. Lo mochar yotzia, the room that is adjacent is not included. Ve'af apishi psucha l'socho, even though its access is from the house. It could be that the seller is going to have to purchase access rights to this adjacent room, similar to what happens if a person sells or gifts a field and retains the rights to a field that can only be accessed from this outer field, or if he retains a pit of water for himself but sold the entire field. So there's a difference selling or gifting, but that's a whole different question. Our question right now is whether this adjacent location was sold together with the house or not. And likewise, there was such a thing as an inner room. The Rashbam describes it. The ain't tashmisho kishol bayis. Its usage was not the same as the rest of the house. Sheina also ela hatsnia sham chafotzov. It's only made to store things in. It's a shed. It's not a regular living space. And our Mishnah maintains that it's not sold together with the house. Veloes hagag. The roof is not included. Bizman sheyesh lo maike gavua asara tfachim, if it has a fence that's 10 tfachim high, because then it's its own usage. It's like a room of its own. Rabbi Yehuda omer yesh lo tzuras pesach, if it has access with a doorway, afapi she'enu gavua yutfachim eina machor, even if it doesn't have a fence of 10 tfachim, it's still not included in the sale. Now, the Rambam points out, and this is brought by the Pesachei Tshuva and Reish Yudalid, as well as by the Orach HaShulchan, that this halacha is unique to the situation being described by the Talmud. It's talking about a case where the exact terms of the sale were not articulated in a culture where they lived very close living spaces sometimes, and it would make sense that it was possible that he was selling one item on this field and not the other. If, however, there are minhagim, customs, local conduct, then obviously the nuances that are being described here would not apply, but there would be other nuances that we would have to pay attention to if the people did not articulate the terms. In our time, you could have the question, if a person bought a house, I imagine that the rooms that are connected to the house in our culture would be included, especially since the location of the real estate is typically surveyed and marked out, especially for insurance purposes. But perhaps if it's a very large plot of land, there might be a storage shed that's distant from the house and might not have been included as meticulously in the survey and the value of the house. And perhaps some question might actually emerge whether it's included or not. Other questions include whether a person is allowed to build above or below? To what extent was he given access to this property, especially if it's an itemized location that he was only being sold the storage shed? Does he suddenly have rights to that entire property and he could build a skyscraper on the location of this shed if he could figure out a way to do it? Similar to these shilas are the question of furnishings. What happens to the different things, the window treatments? All of these types of things would depend on custom or the types of inferences that Chazal imposed based on their culture. We would have to figure out what makes sense to do according to our culture. The Pesachei Tshuva describes a case where a Shchiv Meira, a person on his deathbed, granted a gift to a person of his house, V'chol Chadarov, and all of its rooms. And the question that emerged was that some rooms were indeed connected in logic to the usage of the house, but there were some rooms that were basically sublet for the storage of flour. According to the local commercial situation, he rented out certain rooms for flour storage. And the question was, is that included in this gift, Shchiv Meira, that now this recipient owns that as well, or not? The Pesachei Tshuva points out a number of things, including that when he said Kol Chadarov, all of the rooms, he was coming to include something, apparently. Also, we have a principle that a nosein, when he gives a gift, it's ba'ayin yofe, with generosity. And therefore he concludes that Kol Chadarov would include even these rooms that are a little bit different in their usage, and they would be included in the gift and would not go to the inheritors. He, of course, concludes that in different times, you would have to analyze and you would not follow the exact dictates of this Mishnah. On a slightly different topic, but related, if I could share a thought of Musar and Hashkafa, I had a Rebbe in Yeshiva who sometimes would joke about a certain advertisement for a car that had the car pictured with a pretty girl. And the story goes that a person purchased the car, and when they delivered the car, the man asked, "Here's the car, where's the pretty girl?" As if that's really what he wanted. And at the time, I wondered what the Rebbe was saying over this story for, and what he wanted with us. But there's a degree of wisdom in making clear that the way advertising works is indeed linking the primary sale with what's illusioned to come along with it. And sometimes the human mind is very vulnerable. When it comes to the house and the shed, we can easily differentiate between the two, and we can discuss it logically, objectively. When it comes to a lot of other advertising, though, where things are linked, we often fall for it, and we see one thing and we think we're getting something else. The classic example is a bank that has a picture of a loving father on a beautiful front lawn of lush grass, and the advertisement goes, "Parents who care, bank with us." and he's cuddling his children, and you have the advertisement of the bank, if you bank with them, you're buying, so to speak, a bank account with them. You're not necessarily buying the loving family that's pictured. And that precious awareness of what comes along with the purchase is a very important life skill to apply in many, many areas. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.